Hey, everybody, and welcome back for another deep dive with us here at Think and Act Locally. We're going to be talking about something today that I know is near and dear to my heart, and I'm sure to yours as well.
Yeah.
And that is how to raise kids who are critical thinkers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, we all want our communities to thrive.
Absolutely.
And that starts with empowering the next generation with the ability to think for themselves.
It does.
So to help us kind of dig into that topic today, we are going to be looking at a children's book series called The Tuttle Twins.
Okay.
And these books have been making some waves.
Oh, okay.
Over 6 million copies sold worldwide.
Wow.
And they have also sparked a bit of controversy.
Oh, right.
CNN even went so far as to label them conservative indoctrination.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of framing them as part of this like
right-wing
children's entertainment complex or something like that.
Yeah, interesting.
So that definitely piqued my interest.
Yeah. What are they teaching?
Exactly.
What is going on in these books?
Yeah, so let's take a look.
Okay.
You know, I do want to be clear up front that we are not endorsing or condemning these books.
Of course.
We're just trying to take a look at what's in them.
Sure.
And, you know, and see what we can learn from them.
Absolutely.
So
that's how we approach everything.
Exactly. That's what we do here at Think and Act Locally, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
what are these books about?
Well, from what I've been able to gather, the series focuses on principles like freedom, entrepreneurship, and personal responsibility.
Okay.
So things that, you know, could be considered kind of American values.
Yeah, sure.
But they're definitely aiming to equip these young readers with an understanding of these ideas from a particular perspective.
From a particular...
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's something.
Yeah. So that's important for us to think about, right?
Exactly.
As critical thinkers.
Right.
We need to think about...
I mean, we should be critical of everything.
Well, yeah. And so what does it mean to understand how the free market works?
Yeah.
Like, how are these books actually presenting that concept?
Yeah.
Are they using relatable metaphors?
Right.
Engaging stories?
Right.
That's where we can start to analyze, you know, the effectiveness of their approach.
Yeah. So, I mean, are they just kind of saying like, hey, free markets are great?
Yeah.
Or are they actually like getting down into the nitty gritty?
Exactly.
Explaining it in a way that kids can understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm seeing here that they've got some really enthusiastic fans.
Okay.
One parent said, I think my kids now understand more about how the free market works than most of Congress. These books need to be read by everyone, ASAP.
Okay, so there's a great example of what we're talking about, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Taking a look at these claims.
Yeah, what does that mean? What does that mean?
How do they know?
Right.
Right.
Right. So
I love that quote, though.
Yeah, it's a great quote.
Because it is so...
It's very enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic. And I think it really speaks to the power of these books to like get people talking.
Yeah.
And thinking about these ideas.
It is. And it's interesting too, because, you know, we often think about education as this very like, you know, dry textbook kind of thing.
Right.
But the Tuttle Twins are really leaning into storytelling.
Yeah.
As a way to make these complex ideas accessible.
Right.
Which is a really effective approach, especially for children.
Yeah. I mean, I think we can all relate to that, right? Yeah. Like we all have those books or those stories that we read as kids.
Yes.
That really stuck with us.
Absolutely.
And shaped how we view the world.
Totally.
Okay. So I'm also seeing here on their website that they're expressing some concern about potential bias.
Yeah. Okay.
In a lot of different sources of information.
Yeah.
From school curriculums to social media to government agencies.
Okay.
And I mean, this is something that we talk about a lot here at Think and Act Locally.
Right.
Like being discerning about the information that you are taking in.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think it's interesting that they're kind of bringing this up as well.
Yeah. And I think that connects really directly to this idea of critical thinking.
Right. 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 It's not just about...
It's not just about accepting everything you hear. It's about evaluating, drawing inferences based on evidence.
And that's something that, you know, we try to encourage here at Think and Act Locally as well.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Like we want people to be informed.
Yes.
And to make up their own minds
about
what they believe.
Yeah.
So how do you think... So, you go ahead.
How do you think this all ties into our local community here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena?
Right.
Like, how can we use these ideas to make a difference right here at home?
That is a great question.
Yeah.
And that is something that we are going to be digging into in our next deep dive.
Awesome.
So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. So how do we take like these critical thinking skills, right, and apply them to real world stuff,
right,
to things like local elections, you know, school board decisions,
right,
stuff that we deal with here all the time.
Like even just neighborhood issues.
Totally.
Right.
So how do we, one way to think about it is like, how do we encourage curiosity,
right,
and questioning, right? Mm-hmm. Like we can ask our kids, hey, what issues are important to you?
Right.
What are some different perspectives on that?
Wow.
How can we find, you know, reliable information to help us make decisions?
Yeah.
Right.
I love that.
You know?
Yeah.
Empowering them to be active participants,
right,
not just passive observers.
Right. And I think that's something that we can all benefit from.
Totally.
Right.
Not just kids, adults too.
Yeah. Right.
We all have our biases. Mm. We all have our preconceived notions.
Fabulous.
The key is to be aware of them.
Right.
And to actively seek out different perspectives.
And I think, you know, one of the things that I found really interesting about the Tuttle Twins is that, you know, they do offer these resources beyond just the children's books.
Okay.
Right. They have a magazine.
Okay.
They have history books.
Yeah.
They have guidebooks for teens.
Okay. Interesting.
And so they're really trying to create this like comprehensive approach,
right,
to education,
yeah,
that aligns with, you know, their particular worldview.
Right.
And whether you agree with that worldview or not,
yeah,
it's a good example of how information can be presented with a specific lens or agenda.
Yeah. And I think that's something that's really important for us to be aware of.
Right.
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 Like no matter what information we're consuming.
Exactly.
We need to be asking ourselves, you know,
right,
what are the underlying assumptions here?
Right.
Is the evidence presented credible?
Right.
Are there alternative perspectives that are not being represented? You know, things like that.
Yeah. And I think even if, you know, we're not reading the Tuttle Twins books ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, I think their approach can still be a valuable case study.
A case study.
In how to analyze information critically.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that process can be applied to everything from national politics to local community issues.
Right.
You know, even right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, we've got ongoing discussions about infrastructure projects, school funding, environmental concerns, you know, and these are all areas where critical thinking can help us understand the complexity, weigh the pros and cons, and engage in those productive conversations with our neighbors.
Yeah. And that's, you know, really what Think and Act Locally is all about.
Absolutely.
Right. Is empowering residents in our area,
to
make informed decisions.
To get involved.
And to get involved. To
shape their communities.
Exactly. Well, so if someone you know is listening to this.
Right.
And is inspired and wants to take action.
Yes.
How would you recommend that they get started?
Absolutely. So if you're feeling that call to action, go to our website, thinkandactlocally.com.
Sure.
We've got information on local initiatives, upcoming events, ways to get involved.
Awesome.
You know,
it's all about
connecting those dots between critical thinking and local action.
Right.
You know,
I love that.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, to bring this back to the Tuttle Twins discussion, even if we have different perspectives on their approach, we can all agree that encouraging critical thinking in young people is crucial.
Absolutely.
Right.
100%.
And it's something that,
whether it's through books, discussions, real world experience.
Like however we can do it.
However we can do it.
Right.
We need to be fostering these skills. It's an investment.
It is.
In the future of our community.
And you know, one of the things that struck me
when
I was looking at the Tuttle Twins website
was
all of the parent testimonials.
Oh, yeah.
Like they have so many parents
who
were like raving about these books
and
how it sparked these like really interesting conversations within their families.
I think that's a really valuable point because ultimately, you know, critical thinking isn't just an individual skill.
Right.
It's something that can be nurtured and developed with families and communities.
Right. So it's not just about what kids are reading. Uh-huh. It's about the conversations they're having with their parents, their friends, their neighbors.
Yeah. And, you know, those conversations can be incredibly powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can help children develop empathy.
Right.
Learn to see different perspectives. Mm. Practice articulating their own thoughts and ideas.
Right. And I mean, those are all essential skills for engaged citizens.
Essential life skills, you know. Yeah, they are. And it really, you know, it all comes back to this idea that critical thinking isn't just something that we, you know, learn in school.
Right.
It's a lifelong process.
Yeah.
It's something that we can be actively, you know, cultivating in our daily lives.
So let's say someone's listening to this and they're thinking, okay, this all sounds great.
Yeah.
But like, how do I actually start promoting this?
Right.
In my own family? Or in my community.
Yeah. What advice would you give them?
What advice would you give them?
Well, I think the first step is to like create a space
mm-hmm.
where curiosity and questioning are encouraged.
Okay.
You know?
So it's not about like...
It's about making it safe for people to like express their doubts.
Right.
Challenge assumptions. Explore different viewpoints.
So it's not about, you know, shutting down dissenting opinions.
Yeah. It's right. about like...
It's about engaging with them.
Engage
respectfully.
Right.
You know, because even if you disagree with someone,
right.
their perspective can still offer you valuable insights.
Right.
It can help you refine your own thinking,
mm-hmm.
identify potential blind spots, and develop stronger argument.
That's a great point.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that ties back into what we were talking about earlier right. about bias.
Right.
We all have our biases.
We do.
But by engaging with these different perspectives,
yeah.
we can become more aware of them
right
and start to mitigate their influence on our thinking.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that reminds me of something that I read on the Tuttle Twins website.
Okay.
They talk about the importance of teaching kids to identify bias
okay
in different sources of information
yeah.
like news articles, social media posts, you know, even textbooks.
That's a crucial skill.
It is.
Because, you know, in today's world, we're bombarded with information from all directions.
We are. And it's not always easy to determine what's credible and what's not.
Right. So how can we equip our kids
yeah.
to kind of be able to discern,
right.
you know, what they're seeing?
Well, I think one approach is to encourage them to, like, ask questions about the source of the information.
Okay.
You know, who created this?
Right.
What's their purpose?
Right.
What evidence are they using to support their claims?
Mm-hmm.
Are there other sources that offer different perspectives?
Those are all really good questions. And it's not just about, you know, teaching kids to be skeptical of everything.
Right.
It's about giving them the tools.
It's about giving them the tools.
To evaluate information and form their own conclusions.
Exactly. And, you know, that's where initiatives like Think and Act Locally come in.
Right.
You know, we're all about empowering residents.
Yeah.
In Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Right.
With the information and resources they need to make informed decisions and
yeah.
engage in their communities.
So if someone is listening to this and they're inspired
yeah.
and they want to put these skills into action
yes.
in your own community, what can they do?
Absolutely. So if you're feeling that call to action,
yeah.
head over to our website, thinkandactlocally.com.
Awesome.
We've got information on local initiatives, upcoming events, ways to get involved.
Perfect.
All that good stuff.
So I think to wrap up our deep dive today into the Tuttle Twins.
Yeah.
And this whole idea of critical thinking.
Yeah.
You know, I think the key takeaway
yeah.
is that it's not just a skill for academics or intellectuals.
Right.
It's an essential tool for everyone.
For everybody.
Regardless of your background or your beliefs.
And it's something that, you know, we can all continue to develop and refine mm-hmm. throughout our lives.
Absolutely.
Because the world is constantly changing.
It is.
You know, and the ability to think critically,
mm-hmm.
adapt to new information,
right.
engage in constructive dialogue
yes.
is more important now than ever before.
It is, and especially, you know, here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, where we're working to build these thriving communities.
Yeah.
And for those of you who find value in these deep dives,
yes.
I want to support our mission of empowering our local communities.
Yeah.
We encourage you to visit thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
Awesome.
Every contribution helps us continue to provide valuable information and resources
yes.
for residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Yes.
And remember,
mm-hmm.
critical thinking is a journey,
yeah.
not a destination.
Love that.
Keep those minds sharp.
Yes.
And keep those conversations going.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.